Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday one and all. We got Joe Smith here.
Hello.
Ethan James in the corner.
Hello.
And Joe McGraw.
Yes. And Joe Smith is scratching a dog.
Yes. Well, we're going to start off as we mean to go on. It's Dusty's second birthday today.
Now, Dusty.
So we're going to give her this.
What is that monstrosity?
This monstrosity, Dusty, wait, is... Now, give that a smell.
You trying Can to I guess
me?
What it
tell
is?
Tell me what it is. Have a guess.
Oh, fuck me, that's rough. It feels like a little bit of sea mixed with a little bit of land.
Did you just turn into a dog as soon as you smelled that?
Oh, that's rough. Woof.
It is fish skin, Dusty. Right, get on there.
How much for you to lick
Dusty,
this?
Sit. It's lick fish what? Skin covered in chicken meat.
A little bit of sea, a little bit of land. It's our surf and turf. It's like sit. When people have steak and prawns.
Stay. Stay.
Does she not get any bit of sauce with that
Stay.
Or anything?
Stay. Get it.
Wow, she really went for that then, didn't she?
There you go, enjoy your little treat.
Enjoy your treat. Well, happy birthday.
She goes. Second birthday. And then she's going to have a big sloppy wet can of dinner when she gets home for a treat as well.
Fucking hell. Some birthday she's having.
You ponged that.
It fucking stinks. Go eat it close to Ethan, yeah?
Yeah.
Good one. Now, the dog did slightly replace something on your table that we need to talk about. Ethan, have you seen what Joe's walking around with these days?
No.
It's hot outside.
Boiling. But...
Only one thing for it, boy.
Look at this. That is that a proper Stanley Cup?
It's a Stanley.
Have you won the lottery? Have you won the lottery? Or do I not know something?
What do you mean?
Well, we'll talk about your amazing garden that you've got in a very lucrative part of Greater Manchester. It fucking is. You pulled out a Stanley Cup willy-nilly like it's, you know, you're still wearing the Paul McCartney top, surprisingly.
Right, so there's savings there.
There your savings are. How many litres is that Stanley Cup?
Couple.
It's a tank.
2 litres. Sucky action as well. Handle.
I'm sold.
Do you know why? Because this, when it's new, it was 90 quid or something. I got it for £25.
Where from?
Amazon.
TikTok shop?
No, not TikTok shop. It was on Amazon and it was on a Black Friday deal about 6 months ago.
6 months ago? Why is this the first time we're seeing it?
Oh, God, he's making them.
Because I've kept it at home until this point, but it was too hot. Had to bring it in.
Do you think you drink enough water, Ethan?
Oh, no, not at all. I limit myself to the 330 glasses so I can keep getting out my seat to go to the water filter, hang out by there in case anyone says hello.
Do they?
Never, not yet.
Fuck, that's sad, isn't
You want
it?
That what they call the water cooler moment, don't you?
Yeah.
To speak about last night's casualty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm like.
Once he gets going, you can't really stop him, can he? We've got a new feature coming
We've got
today.
A brand new feature, Alphabetti, You Betty.
So
it's going to be
you.
A great feature. We'll explain all. We're very excited. We think it's going to cause a lot of debate, not just between us three, but you in the comments as well. Yeah. Should we kick off with breaking jokes?
A hell of a lot's happened. What did they say? There are lifetimes where something happens, and then there are
buses come at once. Two
happen.
Buses come once.
Breaking jokes.
I think you've had the best of our weeks.
I've had a great week.
Where have you been?
I've been, well, I've at home. I've hosted a birthday slash anniversary slash birthday party.
Nice.
First garden party of the new house.
Brilliant.
And I've been down to London to see Dom and his opera.
Now, here we go. This is how we start the sloppy yeah. toes. Did you forget this was happening, Ethan? Because I did.
I did forget, yes.
Okay. If
I noticed neither of you two came with me. I was stood at the platform at Stockport thinking, I'm sure one of you will turn up by now.
I didn't get the tickets because you said the tickets just went mad, like 240 10, quid.
10 quid.
Or, yeah, or wasn't that, weren't you standing?
Well, it said it was no view of the stage. But we'll get to that. There's plenty more to go before we get there. So, Thursday, I booked 2 days off work for this. I booked Thursday, Friday off work, not in. And
I know what not work, not going to work means.
Great point.
Didn't show up.
Really well put. Not in, didn't show up. Couldn't find me. Yeah, they couldn't bloody find me. Do you know why? Booked it off. I'm going down to London, backpack, and we've had a heat wave, and it started in London, I'd say, because it was absolutely Royal Rumble roasting down there.
How was the train down?
The train was okay.
Because they can be hot.
The trains can be hot. Sometimes, do you know what? There's two options with the train. The one is the, open the window because it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
The other is it's all sealed and you just trust in the aircon manager.
Because them Avanti ones, the ones that get you from Manchester to London, they don't have your own little windows, do they?
These are, we've got to trust the aircon. Now, luckily, on the way there, they
first
nailed it.
First class.
Not first class.
I bet you were first
standard premium.
Class.
Wasn't first yeah. class.
Big time.
Standard premium. What even is that? I've never heard of that.
It's the one just below.
Oh, you know about it. You must do it a lot.
Yeah, I waved to you.
Free watch. Someone gave me that as a gift.
Who?
My mate.
Is he makes watches.
Hand? No, he doesn't make. Well, who said he makes watches?
Why aren't you wearing our watch that we bought together?
Well, I'm just wearing my new one because it tracks on my heartbeat.
How is your heartbeat?
69 BPMs as of right now.
That's good.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
It could be 169 for no reason. So I'm on the way down. Pardon?
It was McGrath's heart rate, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, that's nice, that.
Why would you assume
You've got
that?
The heart rate of a hummingbird, haven't you?
I don't know what that just fucking means. But why would I have 169 beats per
Typically,
minute?
Typically, the lower the heart rate, the fitter you are. Typically.
Typically, I could be an anomaly.
Exactly.
Could I even?
Yeah, I mean, you could be.
Italian rice balls.
Why don't you just put it on me now? Will it tell me?
Yeah. Do you want to see what your heart rate is?
Fucking
yours, it's going to be fine. It's like
well,
sweaty.
He's put the willies
just,
in
You can just hold it against you. Don't
he's put the willies in me. What am I looking for here, by the way?
So on the right-hand side there, you can see, top right, you see your heart rate. You see that?
Yeah.
It's a little circle.
When does it change?
Every few seconds. So should we come back to that once you've got an established number?
Might not have one. Might be an anomaly.
Might be dead. Is what? It?
80. Is that
not
bad?
It's not bad.
It's not as good as Joe.
It's not good. There's no good and bad.
69. What have you got, Ethan? Can we put it on Ethan? Or is this just derailing the whole pod?
It's derailing a touch, isn't it? But I don't mind.
Do it a bit later, shall we?
Yeah. Is yours 80?
64.
There you go. Good lad.
That's because he's lifted it off a bit.
Fuck yeah, off. I'm not. I'm 64.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sound,
You're
me.
Sound.
Do you know what I put it down to?
Are you doing a lap of honour for having a 64 heart rate?
That's
you know what I put it down to? Do you know who I want to thank for this? Honestly, like you've just collected an award for best heart rate in the
UK. I've got a lower heart rate than you, and you were giving it 169.
Yeah, well, I was halfway right. through a story with mine. I wonder it was.
You're not getting
elevated.
That excited. I know who you bumped into, but surely yeah. didn't get you that excited.
Anti West Coast.
Right, well, that was the new heart rate feature. Could we do that weekly?
Yeah, probably.
Could do.
So we get there, get to London. Dom's meant to meet me off the train, but he was late. But then he wasn't late because the train was delayed. Great. So I bump into Dom and we go for a Thai meal. Now, I have done a little... I need to explain this. I've done a bit of a vloggy, but a crucial part of it was where I was staying. And because I was staying...
I can't believe where you were staying, by the way.
So
I can't believe you didn't tell us this was where you were going to end up.
I stayed with Dom and Escorgita.
Did you know that, Ethan?
No. I think you're mad.
Out of every story we've ever told on this pod, you picked there to stay. Now, there are many good, reasonable, well-priced hotels in London.
Oh, yeah, it's all right for you. Mr. Maiden money over here. Some people are trying to cut back. So it was free. And it's with Dom, and it's with Escorgita, who I have met before a few years ago.
Oh, did yeah.
You, did, yeah. Okay, no.
Fuck you, actually.
That wasn't free.
This pig.
I tell you what.
What?
was anything playing on your mind that you might be staying in the room?
When you say playing on my mind, what do you mean?
Did you know where you might be keeping? Were you going to keep on the sofa? Were you going to be in a certain room? Where were you going
to I was
to
in
stay?
The room.
You were in the room.
I stayed in the room. Yeah.
Ethan, what is going on?
Where was Dom?
So the layout of the flat, not to give too much away, but it's like there's only two rooms. One of them is the sort of living room slash Escorgita's room. One of
She's
them.
She's just in the living room.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a sort of studio bit, and right. like it's not. It doesn't feel weird when you're in there. And then the other room is Dom's room, aka the room. So of the two options, only one made sense. Now, what was good is Dom got the sheets out of the washer as I arrived. So I know they were fresh. I watched him make that bed.
Did you not think about all the things that might have happened in that bed?
But the bill also, first of all, yes. But secondly, just because it's on the clock doesn't make it any different to any other set of exercises. If I stayed in your bed, similar things have happened there. If I stayed, Ethan's a bad example, but most beds in most places in the world, think of every hotel you've ever stayed in. Worse shit's happened in that than has happened in this room.
Got a good point there.
So, like, I don't care, is the honest answer. The sheets were clean.
Got you going a bit as well, I think.
Didn't get me going at all.
I think it got you a little bit like, ooh, look where I am today.
Sniffing the sheets in there.
Yeah, go on, go for a little swim.
Says a lot about your two's mentality, this. Creepy monster.
Creepy monster.
Yeah, that's what you two are. So, me and Dom go for this Thai meal.
Lamb masa, man.
Just a bit. Pork dumpling. Just a bit. Sorry, pork bao. Yes, please. Oh. What else did we have? Something else. Then we go to Regent's Park. Have you been in Regent's Park? I didn't realise where it was. So if you come out of Euston Station, if you go left, you get to like the British Museum, the British Library, all that cool stuff that way. If you go the other way and just keep going, you just get to Regent's Park, which is this incredible, massive park in the centre of London with like massive, like this road down the middle, tree-lined road. Mm. You've got playing fields. You've got like this bit that's the new bit with like a water feature that Monty Dalton.
They have got good parks.
They have got really good parks, London. One thing Manchester lacks, I'd say, certainly central Manchester. But that was lovely. We're in there. God. Too hot. Really, really hot.
What temperature was on Friday?
It was about 28 degrees. Ooh. I didn't dress for it. Jeans.
No shorts.
T-shirt.
Any shorts today, by the
overshirt.
Way? Overshirt.
I've got an overshirt on. I'm sweating through that. White jeans as well.
Oof.
Yeah. So we go back to the flat, make our acquaintances, say hello. Escogate was practicing. The piano.
You got a filthy
you
line,
need to
dude.
Fucking tone it
I don't even know what should have been practicing there.
Yeah, well, that's why if you let me finish the sentence, then you'll know, won't you?
Good thing I said a few things should be practicing.
No, sorry.
Oh yeah, I already think about it. Strumming.
Do you even know how piano is played?
Sorry.
That's a guitar. She plays the piano, not the guitar.
Sorry.
Tinkling the ivories.
Yes. Something like
that. Nothing
something.
On that, have you?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it in your bloody pants, mate. But it was lovely. Said hello. Then we had to go out. Because now we want to see a little bit more of London, have a bit more food, and we've got to take Dom to the Royal Opera House. Hit the Royal Opera House.
Yeah, so is he on that stage that night?
He's on the stage that night.
Oh my
so it's
God.
The Thursday night, we get there, we go out, have this fish and chips.
Excuse me, so before Dom goes on stage, he's eating a lamb masaman curry and some fish and chips.
I've seen him.
I think
you've seen him.
I have seen him. Is this what he needs?
It's not necessarily what he needs, but it's what he gets.
Also, how was your...
We also shared a sausage at the chippy.
How was your fish and chips in London?
Actually pretty good, you know.
Okay.
The fish was the batter was a little bit soft, but the fish was very good. The sausage was lovely and the chips were decent.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
This is central London, right in the middle, near Tottenham Court Road. Ever heard of it?
Yes.
Thought as much.
Nice, nice point.
So we're wandering around there. It's absolutely roasting. Nowhere really has good enough aircon. I'm so hot, I'm starting to panic a little bit. I can't take my... Do you have T-shirts that some T-shirts are a sort of top layer T-shirt and some are an undershirt? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I got a bit of a backlash for this recently because I just... Well, I admit to someone that I just wear jumpers and don't really have anything underneath it.
That's weird.
Do you think?
Yeah, because that's one step away from just wearing like a rain mac with no T-shirt. Or
why?
That's what flashers do.
No, it's
and they're
not.
Sex attackers.
But the jumper I get from Uniqlo, what's wrong with just wearing that?
Because the jumper...
It's got a nice cotton to it.
No.
It has?
No.
I asked Uniqlo.
No, I'm not saying it hasn't got a nice cotton to it.
Yeah.
I'm saying you have to wear a T-shirt.
I'm not wearing a woolly jumper. I'm wearing the same material I'd be wearing on a shirt, but just with...
But just thicker.
A bit thicker, yeah.
I think something about a jumper means you should wash it less than everywhere.
Oh, see, I wash all my jumpers straight away.
But they shrinking, they go weird jumpers, don't they?
Not the good standard ones.
Wow.
Do you wear many jumpers, Ethan?
You
wear jumper every day.
I wear jumpers all the time. I've never go just T-shirt. I mean, it's 30 degrees outside and I have to have a jumper on to complete the layers.
Yeah. Yeah, someone said it was nearly as weird as going commando. I'm not
yeah,
going.
It is as weird.
It's not that. No, it's not.
There it is.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is. There's not even a it's word not. For what you do, you freak.
I put a jumper on.
Yes, but
which going, many people advise
yeah, but
you
going
can
commando.
Do.
Go, also, a jumper is a cool weather outfit. What setting do you need the weather to be on for you to need a jumper's heat, but not the padded extra heat of a T-shirt?
I tell you where a jumper like that comes in handy. It comes in very handy when the sun is setting. The sun is setting on a nice day at a festival. And you might need later on...
So what, once every 18 months?
18 months. And you might need your jumper on, so you go into cool mode and then warm mode by just rolling down the sleeves.
Oh yeah, like that. Okay, respect. Fair enough. I don't dislike. I don't think you. I'm not trying to get you to change. I just think it is weird. No one else I've ever met does that.
Really?
Yeah.
So we put that little clip online, and it was sort of 60-40.
It's not
saying I was weird.
Saying you're weird.
Yeah.
But also
40% backed me. Said
only 8
about?
People saw it.
No, they didn't actually.
Yeah, but 6 of them thought it was weird. So we're out of there. We're out of the flat. We've had fish and chips. We're at the Royal Opera House. It's a beautiful place. Have you ever been?
No.
Pillar front, neo-Roman or whatever it's called, neoclassical visage.
Yeah.
Frontage. It's gorgeous. And Dom, so then Dom goes off to the stage door.
Did you get to see any of the, meet the end of the cast?
No, I didn't get to meet the cast. But, we're talking about, do we go for a drink afterwards? Can we go to the pub? Without it being something that's a problem for Dom, we decided not to. So didn't mean any of the cast.
Is he sober for a bit now?
Not sure. Okay. But he's sober that night. That's all I know.
Brilliant.
I mean, that's my job done. So I go in the main entrance. I'm so hot, I feel sick. There's a giant queue for the water fountain in there. And in there, I feel like I can just about take my shirt off, my overshirt. But have you ever been around sort of true posh people? Because I think posh people get a bit of a bad name. And sometimes fair enough, depending on how they treat people and all that. But I think there's two different types. I think there's the posh people that they're dickheads because they're doing things to make themselves look above other people. And that's what they think posh is. But then just true people that are just like from a certain background with a certain accent that like the classics and the opera and all that. It was a lovely posh bunch, I will say.
Was it? Yeah. Did you get people any like sucky sweets or something?
That was such a wonderful evening. People talking like that. Yeah, that accent was rife in there. People sat down reading books you've never heard of, waiting for the opera to start. Everyone's got their own fan. It's a fan-based industry.
Really? Everyone's got their own fan?
Yeah, everyone had fans.
Is it warmer inside or has it got a bit cooler?
It's slightly cooler, but it's not cool enough. And I'm on the top floor and it gets hotter and hotter by each staircase I go up. I'm just down in free waters. I'm down in waters here, right? I'll go to my seat, hopefully.
That's right, I'm going to say this. Could Dom not upgrade you in any way?
Well, I think they're a little bit touchy about it all.
Really?
Because also, there's like 25 people in this opera. So if everyone gets 5 tickets for each show, that's 100 tickets.
Yeah, but you're going a bit OTT there, aren't you? Because you're just one person for one show.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And no one else was there for Dom. No, I didn't. But I don't want to be like that. I've spent my 10 quid and I'll get my ticket. I'll get my restricted view ticket. Now, restricted view I can deal with. Let's not forget, this bad boy's 4 hours long. Start to finish. Yeah?
The breaks?
Two breaks. Them's the breaks, right? I get there. I'm just trying to find a picture. I get there. I want to show you the view, first of all. So it is the very back row. And I'm in the back, up, 4 floors up.
Oh,
show my ticket to
God.
This woman who works there, the usher. And she says, I say, where's my seat? And she goes, your seat is there. And points to what I can only describe as a wooden pen. With no seat in it.
Like a pig.
Like a pig. Like a pig is a great way to put it, actually, Ethan.
I don't get what's going on here.
So I go, I said, oh, is it those two seats? No, it's that wooden pen behind those two seats.
What is going on? How are they?
You're in the standing section.
4 hours.
For 4 hours.
4 hours with a
I'm roasting. I've hurt my knee at the stag do last week. My knee's sore. For 4 hours, I'm in the standing section at this place. I'll show you my seat. I'll show you my view.
What happens here, Joe? Is there any part of you that thinks I could backdoor it here?
Obviously, at that moment, it crosses my mind. Yeah, of course it does, because how could it not?
The good thing with standing is that you can generate a good atmosphere, hence to put them in at Premier League grounds. So you've got to be singing along, maybe like just rattling the crowd.
Pavarotti is a twat, is a twat, is a twat. Trying to get some opera banter.
Pies, any of them.
Yeah, all of them. Oh. They have a lovely hot Longestine and quince pie.
Oh, fucking hell.
Right, I found the picture. First of all, here's my view of the stage. Don't swipe.
Oof.
There's my view of the stage. I didn't realise...
rough gig, though.
I didn't realise there's a live orchestra underneath the people I can see in front of me until they got a round of applause. I didn't know there's a live orchestra.
Honestly, it's like, who are we kidding? Why are we selling these tickets?
Pass it back.
Why are we doing that?
So that's my view. And that's where I'm staying. That's my seat. Show me then.
Ethan, this is...
That wooden...
I can't believe
that
it.
That sort of wood. I mean, ironically, it's a wooden paddock, isn't it? That's my sort of shot down on my feet. Like see that little wooden...
Oh, it's this is a photo from...
Yeah,
from
that's below. My view, looking down at where
there's
I'm
a guy
at.
Stood next to you.
Yeah, so he...
He was like a freak.
He was in the standing section next to me, but because the floor was so high, his head was on the ceiling. Like,
oh, God.
So he had to stand next to me. Now, I'm in there, and what you may have noticed from this picture, and people can see there, is two empty seats here. I've got my eye on them. Of course I have. I'm thinking that could save this. Let's hope they don't turn up. Doors close, show starts. No one turns up, I think. I'll leave it to the first interval, right?
Give him a chance to sit down. That seat straight away.
Well, I'll tell you why, because the usher lady wasn't hugely polite, let's just say. We go out for the first interval. I'm so hot. I'm sweating. I've sweat through my jeans.
And he's Dom on quite a lot.
Dom's on the whole time. We'll get to Dom in a minute. But Dom's fantastic.
So he's keeping you company at least.
Dom's keeping me company. I'm watching him. I'll tell you again about him in a minute. I'm just focusing on me for the moment.
Yeah.
And then we go out. And then now it's a bit more nighttime. It's cooled off. There's an outdoor area. There's like a balcony looking over Covent Garden. Beautiful. Yeah. Sit down in the seat. Back to the sort of you know posh folk that work. There's two women come round. Probably mid-80s, really quite elderly. And I stand up and I go, oh, do you want a seat? Because there's no seats in it. I've been sat down for an hour, darling. I need to stand, like proper, like,
sassy women.
It's great. So I got to sit down there. Then I go back up and that guy and his girlfriend who has now arrived are sat in the seats. So I'm already gutted. But then the usher woman goes, excuse me, to them two, your seats are standing. And they go, no one turned up. You know, it's actually very rude to not ask me first. Very cheeky. It's very rude of you to not ask me
no.
first. She's not messing about. And he goes, oh, sorry, we just thought, because we waited, like they had the same idea as me, we waited to the interval. No, it's very cheeky. We've got a sold out show tonight. Those are someone else's seats. And they went, the show started an hour and 10 minutes ago now after the interval. No one's here. What are you talking about? Can you stand up, please? You don't have seats. So she made them stand up. Obviously, I've got no chance. There's no point me trying the same thing. And it's very cheeky that you didn't ask first. So for the next 2.5 hours after that, we're leaning on these empty chairs in front of us that we're not allowed to sit
this
in.
This is unbelievable.
Because this woman won't let... I mean, I wouldn't have got to sit down anyway because they'd have gotten before me. But no one is allowed to sit in these. And they were empty, of course, the whole time. So that was...
Oh, Joe.
And I stayed for the whole thing.
Hell.
I need to do this. It's only right. It's only a few hours.
It's nice here, but you can barely fucking see. And you stood up for 4 hours.
Yeah.
But Joe, you know someone in the cast.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you just say, Dom, is there a seat anywhere?
Well, I can't text him now. It's Peter Grimes is on, man.
I can't believe you.
And what a show it was, eh?
So he's on it throughout. It must be tiring that for
so
4 hours.
So there's five or six people that are like the main cast who do a lot of the sort of solo singing. They'll do their own songs.
Is it boring as fuck?
Well, the good thing is, the only other opera I've ever been to was by accident. I've told this story before. When me and my dad were in France, when I think Orange, it's called Orange. We were sat in a cafe. People were arguing about these tickets. We're not going to get out of this cafe in time. The people who work there, do you want our tickets for the opera? And there's an opera house. It's an outdoor.
You've
Roman,
never told this story.
Roman amphitheatre opera that's incredible with like Roman statues carved into the inside of it and stuff. It's amazing. So we thought, let's go. But that was like loads of blokes in white robes and just down line, just doing that for like
it's
3 hours.
It's dead long though, isn't it? Because they had nothing to do back then.
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
You're not getting back for Corrie, are you?
No point trying. Not with those roads. Never get back in time. Oh yeah, Corrie wasn't on. I get it now. But this is more, I would almost describe this as a play where every line is sung.
Oof.
Which make you mind if you're into that or not, first of all. But it's at least followable. And it's in English. The other one was in Italian or whatever. Latin, I don't know. So I could follow along at least. So there was a narrative to it. I tell you what, this Peter Grimes guy.
Was he good?
He's had a tough time.
Oh.
I think Dom told us the story before. Fisherman, he has his little fisherman's assistant, dies out at sea. The whole village is like, you fucked it, mate. You've killed your assistant. And everyone, no, he didn't fuck him. And everyone's going, you can't, you ostracised. And he goes, you know what? Give me one more chance. I'll take another, even younger boy out to sea. He dies as well. He dies and all. So everyone's going after Peter Grimes. So there's like the five or six main lot, and then there's this sort of ensemble around them that... And Dom's part of that.
And does he play random characters here and there and everywhere, Dom?
Yeah, I think he's probably the same character the whole time, but he's got different outfits. But a couple of times, Dom gets to... He has a fight with the main character. He tries to grab him in a barroom brawl, gets pushed away. There's a point where they're all chasing after the main character with glowing torches, flaming torches.
Like Shrek.
Dom's holding a torch.
Oh, big time.
So he's certainly one of the best of the, you know, lesser kind of spoken characters.
Yeah.
Dom's one of the main boys.
Good for him.
So it was good night. It was very good night. And then Met him afterwards, went to the stage door. He came out knackered, straight to bed.
Lovely. If it's 4 hours long, what time did it start?
So it started around 7 and ended just before 11. Around 11.
Oof.
Yeah. It's 4 hours with the interval. So it's like 65 minutes for the first bit and then an hour and then like 50 minutes.
What would you have done, Ethan? Would you have just gone through that?
I think I would have nipped outside, across the road, few pints.
Great booze. Timed it. Across the road as well.
I would have done this.
Go to the stage door. See how fantastic it was. Whilst I'm waiting for Dom, read a little synopsis of what happens on the show. And just go with that.
Take a few pictures of him on stage if you're allowed.
Yes, yeah.
I did get a couple.
Say, unbelievable. That was brilliant. Couldn't believe it. And then, like Ethan said, make sure you read the plot. Because this is what happened. So I was once in a play when I was in my acting years. I was a thespian.
You what?
I was a thespian, is that what they say?
Sorry, I thought you said something else.
And I was in a play and all my mates came and my family and I died in the first half. They all went to the pub. I didn't know I wasn't back.
Do you know what though? That's all right.
Man, I wasn't fussed because I thought they've seen me do my bit. Although I do come back as a ghost for one little bit, so they have a fucking clue what was happening there.
We're gonna put a few of my little video clips together of mine and Dom's weekend or week day. But here's him at the end, look, bowing. See there. Honestly, listen to that. Rapturous.
Yeah, I've heard claps before.
Yeah, but this is
honestly, listen to that.
No, but listen
Don't turn it up.
So here's Dom, look at my view.
I can't believe you stood up there, Joe, for 4 hours.
Where is he now?
Did you bring any snacks to keep you going?
Oh no, his curtain's gone down. No snacks.
What is the snack of posh people?
Just drinking water. Here's Dom at the front, look. Get right in on him. There you see, look.
Yeah,
there,
good man. What is he?
There he is.
Look,
there's our boy. Look at him.
Loves that.
Look at him.
Now,
he's so proud of him.
That is proud. That was very good.
It was great.
And then did you have to go early the next day or did you go for breakfast?
No, went for breakfast. Went for sort of two breakfasts. Went for a coffee. Actually, I say two breakfasts. Went for something else. I've taken up the whole podcast. I can't keep doing this.
You can get through. Sorry. Alphabet of your Betty will be done and dusted in 5 minutes.
Went for a coffee. Me, Dom and... Escogita. And that was lovely. Then she went off for a 10k run in 30 degree heat.
Fuck yeah.
Don't worry about that. Then me and Dom went to Egg Slot.
Oh, I'm not a fan.
Well, we didn't go in the end because Dom didn't realise it was just sandwiches. And we went to this other place instead. What?
Oh, right.
Went to this other Turkish place instead.
Oh.
Turkish sausage medallions all over some hot fried eggs. Dipping some fucking sourdough into fat at the bottom.
Oh.
And the rest. And then we went to a coffee shop. Hell. I know. Went to a coffee shop that looks like a spaceship. I've got a question for you. How much do you think the coffee cost that me and Dom shared?
Shared is
worrying. Yeah, I mean, there's a star. It's a single... Go on, ask questions.
Well, this is what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
You shared it, so you
must be excited. The watch was free.
Okay.
So I've got a little bit to wiggle with.
Was there any dairy or anything included within this?
You obviously cannot have milk with this coffee. It's too high end. If you put milk in it, it's like pissing in your pint before you take a sip. Do you know what I mean? It's like having a shandy with a sort of £9 pint of Guinness. It ruins it.
So this is just pure coffee. Was it a double espresso or something like that?
No, so it was a frozen block of coffee that was reanimated. And it comes with, and here's how you know it's pricey. It comes with, we both got another cup of coffee and a cup of iced tea with the coffee, just with the order.
What?
I'm just going to tell you, it was £16 a cup.
Oof.
That's insane, isn't it?
Was it nice? You could say it's the best coffee in the world.
It was all right. But do you know what the problem was? The people serving it didn't know enough about coffee to be handling such rare goods.
Really? So why did you know it was so rare?
Well,
did you Google it beforehand?
No, you can just tell from the profile and the bean type and stuff. But yeah, I know.
Fuck yeah.
But they didn't get it.
You looked at that price and went,
they knew less about coffee than me and Dom, and that's a worry. Because they should be procuring this in an expert way.
Whereabouts was that then?
That was just off Tottenham Court Road, so I don't know. Wow. Not too far away. It looks like a spaceship inside. It was great. But then we said our goodbyes, went our separate ways.
I had a great time.
It was really, I had a lovely time.
We'll put some of the highlights together. But I mean, the problem was that you shared is that the certain Escogita doesn't know anything about this.
Yeah, exactly.
A whole new world.
So we couldn't really sit and record bits in the house, and it was so hot, and then you're in public and it's a bit awkward. But I filmed some bits, we'll put it together, and we'll share that. So yeah, people can see that.
I love it. Patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's podcast. Get on there. We did an exclusive last week where I think Ethan won last order from.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, everyone said Ethan's order was the best.
Because he ordered everything. Of course he won it.
You ordered fuck all. That's
you ordered the whole thing. Of course you won.
You were rock fucking bottom.
To go, we ordered the same thing.
I ordered more of the same.
Yeah, exactly. That's your bloody motto in life.
64 beats. Go and find us. Patreon.com.
I'm getting worked up. Ooh. What have you been up to?
Thank you for the question. I have been busy. I had a friend's gig on Friday, delightful, went to someone's back garden. She's got a ninja barbecue.
Hello. What's that mean? Do you have to climb across like some sort of ropes to get
to it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should have seen what she had to do with that chicken thigh. Really? No, it was fantastic.
Really? Do you have to run up a sort of treadmill that's going really fast backwards to get to it?
On the handlebars.
Yeah.
Friday was nice. Saturday, Lennon and Holly did a little mini wedding before a bigger wedding. I don't know. Went with it. I love weddings.
What's that?
Well, they got married.
Already?
Officially. No, on the Saturday. And they just did a little signing party. Oh. They've signed the dotting lines. And they're going to save up a little bit more and have a bit of a shindig next year.
Okay, lovely.
Nice. The garden was our playground.
Whose garden?
Their garden.
Okay, lovely.
Fingers crossed for good weather. Nailed it.
Oh, just a bit. Maybe too good.
I had to bring a pot of food. It was called a potluck. Have you heard of potluck?
I've heard of it. I've never
heard of potluck, Ethan?
No, go ahead.
You'd struggle. Everyone has to bring a pot of food. And then you all put it together, eat it.
Are you given a course?
Well, I waited. Everyone put forward their meals, their dishes, I should say. And I waited to see where the gap in the market was to make a stand. If I'm going against some of the big players that I know who can cook meaty boys,
okay.
I don't want to have like a sort of meat off. Salad boys is not my, I think salad's my forte.
Potato
no.
Salad, mate.
Sorry. Well, it's not pot luck, is it? If you know what everyone else has got, you've took the luck element away.
Good point. Great point. I'll change the name for it. Bring a pot, let's call
pot.
It.
Pot.
Potted.
Pot, no.
There was a huge gap in the market.
Can me anything guess?
Yeah.
What do you think he brought, Ethan?
You want me to just guess? Ooh. Salmon?
Well, he just said it's not salad. That's
actually, you were you listening today?
I said salmon.
Yeah, I brought a fucking big piece of salmon, Joe. Hello to my burnt butter salmon with a walnut crisp.
Whoa!
Or should I say, sorry, a walnut crust.
Ah!
Oh, it was delightful. I marinated it overnight.
What in?
In the base. So I got the burnt butter, a little bit of more olive oil, paprika, chopped ginger, finely cut parsley, garlic, lots of lemon juice, lots of orange juice as well. And then decorate the lemon, salt.
Did you decorate a lemon?
Decorated it with lemon on the outside.
Is that like gilding the lily?
Decorate with lemon on the outside. Went to town on the marinade.
And how much olive oil's on there?
Ooh.
Too much.
Rubble.
Don't tell the bride.
I don't tell the bride. Slap on the wrist. And then I put I crushed down some like onions with not a lot of onions, I should say, with some little green chilies and lots of walnuts, and then create a little crisp around the edge. So that sat in the fridge, and then put it in the oven the next day for 20 minutes.
Oh,
and then it's sort
flaky
of
flaky as you like.
And then best dish of the day. They said,
"Was it? Best Who dish. Said that?
Me and a couple of us." Best dish of the day. Bitchy.
It sounds incredible.
But let's just say this: Saturday was.
Where'd you get that recipe from?
I sort of winged it.
No.
I did. I saw someone use the burnt butter, but it looked a little bit too like just butter and salmon. So I threw some other ingredients in there, like the parsley and the ginger, just to give it a little bit. Do you know what I think helped as well? A few dashes of fish sauce.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when you cook chicken with chicken stock.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's never bad, is it?
That was a delight.
Sounds amazing, though.
The only thing is that everyone brought so much booze, and I was having such an amazing time.
Mm.
I think I drank a litre and a half of Aperol.
I was steaming.
What, just all in spritz form? Were you doing shots or what?
All in spritz form. The shots, mate. Let's not talk about the shots.
What are you having?
Limoncellos, baby Guinnesses.
No, were they decorated, the limoncellos?
We were decorated. We were just, the end of the night, loving life.
Flat out.
I had a fucking belter.
Did you lay with your back on the grass at any point?
I lay at 1 o'clock, fast asleep, because Joe, I need to go to bed. Because yeah. Tomorrow, I'm hosting Sheffield's biggest tribute festival.
Wake up. 35 minutes in, there's so much more to go.
Wake up at 7 in the morning, I think.
This has been an absolute packed episode so far, hasn't it?
Fuck me.
What time do you wake up?
I woke up at 7. Oh. Do you know when you first get the real... Do you know when you have a big drink and then you wake up and you start to gauge the seriousness of the situation? Mm. I was like, the hell? Just kept saying that, hell.
Hell.
Didn't say anything else to Becky. Hell. You know, Mad Andy as well, he was up for a big drink. I sold him the world.
What, for the tribute fest?
Yes.
Are you working it or are you just going?
Am I working it? I'm bringing on 10 tribute bands,
really?
DJing in between. 27 degrees in Sheffield that day.
Oh no. Do you know as well when you wake up, sorry, but you've got a terrible hangover and if you haven't seen your phone yet and your brain's going, I feel utterly terrible, but then the realisation that
it could be worse.
Well no, you think, is it 4:30 a.m. or is it 8 a.m. and I actually have to get up? Have I got another hour?
Yeah.
And you hit the clock and you go,
hours.
No.
I know, it's so
good. I've got to get up now.
It's
I can't
so
get up. Horrible
gutting.
Feeling that.
I had another 2 hours kip, thankfully.
Okay, good.
The heat was a fucking killer. We get to Stockport train station because luckily enough, the tribute festival will finish at 10. I can go at 10. Last train back, 10:30. So it's all working out well there. We get to the train. Before our train to Sheffield...
We're leaving now.
What, sorry?
We're on the way there.
No, we're on the way there.
Oh.
Get to Stockport station. Before our train rocks up, Andy just sort of goes with the flow. And he was in the toilet, and I knew he wouldn't be listening, but the lady went, we're having a bit of a problem. Train before cancelled, and this train's not got enough carriages.
Oh,
it's going to be a squeeze. He comes out, pack of Strongbow Dark Fruit, he's buzzing, ready for this? I said, oh, I'll get there.
Was he at the wedding?
What? No, he wasn't at the wedding, okay. So he's spring chicken.
Day,
train rocks up, Joe. Do you know when you're on a platform and it's busy and then the train rocks up and that's fucking busy and it's sweaty and I'm thinking to myself, this is painful. Got on, just, Andy looks at me and says, don't worry. I reckon next stop, a few of these will get off. Doo-doo, this door shut. Doo-doo. He doesn't know what I'm about to hear. The next stop is Sheffield. 40 minutes direct. He went fucking mental. He went, what? He went, fuck this. We stood there like that with two hands on the barrier.
Can someone feed me a dog food?
The next stop is Sheffield. Anyway, he ruined the trip for everybody. He's farting. He was gushing. Needed a piss at one point. Climbed over people to get to the toilets.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we had a belter of a time.
Was it good?
Oh, fantastic.
Can you give us the original band names and me and Ethan will try and guess the...
I don't quite know. No, because they're all like... Attic Monkeys.
No, will you tell us the original band name and we'll try and guess the cover band name.
Okay, you'll get the...
Attic Monkeys.
Kasabian. You're nearly there.
Bean.
Being.
Go on.
Kasabiant.
It's not bad, is it, Ethan?
Jerry Cinnamon.
Yours, your go, Ethan?
Jerry Cinnamon. Jerry Ginger.
Very Cinnamon.
No, he's a big lad. Jerry Cinnabon. Is that the...
Cinnabon.
Cinnabon.
He's not called that.
He is.
You've
a big
made
boy.
That up right
he's
there.
He's a big boy.
He's not. That's not
he is. He is. He's
who
a big boy.
Was there? Who else was there?
But some of them are a bit boring, but good. Like Oasis.
No Oasis.
Well, they're too expensive these days. So you've just got the Oasis experience.
I love that. There are certain tribute artists that are too high flying.
Get
they're
this.
Above it, Ethan. They won't play a festival like this.
I'll wrap up here because it was a great day. Not much going on because I sort of... I've done this festival before. I told you all about it, the Stormtroopers and the Fiery Weavers. Everything that happened there happened again. Great fun. The only thing that did happen is there was a rock and roll tent, which I was in charge of, and there was a pop tent with Queen and Abra, all sorts. Shawaddy Waddy, Madness, and Gloria Gaynor.
Isn't it interesting, no offence to Shawaddy Waddy, but it's mad that there are tribute artists of shit bands.
Well, anyway, there's an incident in the crowd.
Couldn't get no Oasis.
Young lad... probably had too much drink, hit hot days, he's collapsed. But he's all right. He's coming together. But there was a time where everyone got spooked. You know when someone collapses in the crowd?
Yeah, it's horrible. We had it when we went to watch...
It is generally horrible. Oasis stopped. So, sorry, our kid. Like that.
Can't, still keeping up with the accent.
Yeah, oh, yeah. A medical emergency like that. Anyone to fucking... Don't Gloria Gaynor start up. I Will Survive.
No.
First song. Other 10. And it's bleeding through.
Could have been worse.
Management
been,
like that. Could have get kept Gloria to stop. Get Gloria to stop. Word didn't get through. Absolutely. I was like, fucking hell, I hope this isn't bad.
Word didn't get through.
Word didn't get through. Glory did the full song.
Really? God, I thought you were going to say Oasis were playing Slide Away.
It's going to be worse. Or Live Forever.
Oh, that'd be nice.
No, they smashed it afterwards.
Word didn't get through.
Yeah, so that was it. And then brilliant day.
It was a good day.
Yeah,
good.
I got back on it as well.
I was going to say, how did that work?
You managed at 3 o'clock, I thought, I'm in between a rock and an hard place here.
Yeah.
Where do I turn?
You tell me.
To a delicious Thatcher's cider.
Well, it's not actual Thatcher's, it's Batcher's. Because even the beers are knock-offs.
Yeah, even the beers are knock-off.
Yeah.
And that helped me. Pull me out of a bit of stick.
Oh, good. Lovely.
Delightful weekend.
What about you, Ethan?
What are you saying?
Was meant to go to see a premiere of the world's biggest curry house. But I didn't in the end. Because Joe fucked it up.
I didn't fuck it up.
I just got the wrong date.
I didn't read it.
That's called fucking it up.
So we got invited.
Yeah.
I thought
we talked about it on the pod last week so people can check your fuck up.
I thought it was on the Thursday.
Yeah.
On the Wednesday, I messaged Ethan going, do you want to go to this? Because I'll email.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. I emailed. And they took too late to get back to us.
Ethan, how do you see it?
Well, that's bollocks. So what happened?
What do you mean it's bollocks?
So, all right. So what happened was McGrath messaged me saying, "Would you be up for this?" And he sent me a screenshot, a tiny screenshot, which involves 8 bullet points. Okay, 8 bullet points, and that he says all the information you require is on this screenshot. Fantastic. Great. And the very first bullet point is screening time Wednesday the 20th of May.
Who has a premiere on a Wednesday?
Who has it on a Thursday?
And loads of people for the big weekend release.
Good point. What day did he send you that?
This is on the Wednesday.
Having
the
told
day
you
off.
It was on the Thursday for over a week.
Yes, but then he sent me a screenshot.
Well, he never said, by the way, oh, Joe, you've got the date wrong here.
Well, I only found out on the Wednesday when he sent
never
me
said,
the screenshot.
During that day, Joe, by the way, you know it's tonight. He never said that.
Yes, well, you sent me a screenshot with saying this is everything you need. So I'm trying to sort it with my friend.
I
Trish
still think
to go.
It's Thursday.
So,
in my head.
So at this point, do you see that it's Wednesday, Ethan?
Yeah, but yes. He never says anything to me.
Well, but why
he never
would
says,
I? Why
by the way,
would
it's
I?
Tonight,
why
Joe.
Why would I? You've
No.
The first
if I'm
point,
saying to
Wednesday.
You, it's Thursday, right. Thursday. Do you go, Joe, by the way, stop. If we go to a gig together, it's Thursday, yeah. Thursday. You send me tickets that say Wednesday on it. Joe, I'll say to you, it's Wednesday, by the way. And they go, oh, sorry, I'll figure that out.
Yeah.
He didn't. He had the information. He kept
so
it to
this
himself.
Is, this is my fault on a screenshot that you sent me.
You should have read the screenshot you sent, obviously. How did you even know it was the right screenshot if you hadn't seen the date?
Because someone said, you fancy going to this? I can't go.
You assumed Thursday.
I think they also said it's Thursday night.
Okay.
So I just copied it, pasted it, sent it over.
Okay.
I wanted us to go to this
so
more than anything.
So then what happens, Ethan?
So I say, all right, grand, I'll film some bits. What's the dress sense and stuff? Do you have any more info? And he says, more info? What do you need? I've sent you everything you require. So he's convinced
Which
it's
is
all there.
As well, because he didn't even know what info is on that image because he hadn't read it.
Yeah, but he's asking me, does he need to wear a fucking tuxedo?
I didn't
going
say
to,
tuxedo.
He's going to an Indian doctor.
The last time we went to the MOBA Awards, it was quite smartly dressed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I didn't go.
But that doesn't matter. You know what these events are. You've got more events like this than I have.
Right, so then what happens?
So then I'm like, okay, let me just find out what's going on. I'm going to message my mate Trish, see if he's up for it. Give him a ring, and he's buzzing. He's like, that sounds class. Let me know the latest, and I'm so up for it. I was like, no worries, I'm going to find out from McGrath the finer details. McGrath's not getting back to us for like maybe an hour or so,
yeah,
which is fine.
Yeah, I was recording.
Well, yeah, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
He did say it's fine.
Yeah, but he said it with a little tone.
I said, McGrath's not getting back to us. It's fine. And it was fine. So then gets closer to 3 o'clock. So I'm like, Right, I'm going to give him a ring because time's ticking here, and he sent me a screenshot that says it starts at 6:30 on today. So I give him a ring, and he goes, "Fucking hell, Ethan, you're spilling me head out. What more do you need from us? What more detail do you need from us?"
Yeah, because if I'm thinking, listen, he doesn't tell me at this point yet. If I'm thinking to myself, why is this kid...
I love this idea that you're the one that the information is being hidden from.
If I'm
the point of contact with the people who set this up, not him.
If you're in my shoes and you're getting pecked in the head by Ethan, because it's 24 hours away, give it a rest. Life's too short, Ethan, to get stressed. If you would have said, "Joe, sort your head out, it's today," then I would have been like, "Oh,
right, Ethan, then
makes
what happened?"
Sense.
He's saying, "You're fucking spinning my head out." And I go, "How am I spinning your head out? Like, I don't have a lot of time." So he's like, "Of course you do." So they said 2.5 hours, 3.5 hours. Joe, he goes, "No, it's fucking not. It's tomorrow." I go, "Check that thing." And then I relay to him all the information to him. He's having a go at me, pecking my head, saying that I'm being too pushy, asking for more info. It's the first bullet point he sent me on the screenshot.
Yeah, but... and I apologised then, didn't I? As soon as I knew, I said sorry. So and guess what? The guys came back to me and said...
No, he's missed out a big chunk. He's missed out a big chunk.
I came back
to him. You're trying to shut him up.
You wait till I get in my hands and Trish didn't deserve this invite.
So McGrath says to me, "Ethan, it's..."
I get my hands on Trish.
McGrath says to me... I go, "Should we just sack off?" He goes, "Yeah, sorry, mate.
His heart's not in it anymore."
Sorry, mate. So,
Stop. I would wait it out. If I'm going to invite someone...
He's missed out.
You haven't said, what are you waiting for?
He's missed... Exactly. Key info. Okay, so we thought that we were invited. We weren't. BBC Radio Manchester was invited, but obviously the BBC can't do promotional events. So Joe was like relaying this to us. So he got in contact with the people, just double checking if this was okay. Yes. Okay, so he then messages these people at 3:30 on email, okay? And then we agreed, like, it's too late, we're going to sack it off. I talked to Trish, I go, "Look, mate, sorry, it's done, it's not going to happen."
So they hadn't replied yet?
They hadn't replied.
We could even go?
Yeah, so there was no green light. So I said to Trish, "Go about your day," say, "All right, mate, I'm going to go to the golf." Then at 4:00 or whatever, when Trish is driving to the golf, McGrath says he gets confirmation that we can go. After
20 minutes later, all he needed was a bit of patience.
It was driving to meet someone who was getting a taxi to go with a driving ring.
Yeah, that's what we need our one, isn't it? He dropped us like that. Straight away, he found someone else to go to the golf with.
He
couldn't believe it when you said that. I said, "He don't deserve a fucking invite, little rat."
He was on his way to meet a friend. What else could he possibly do? Tell him to fuck off.
He won't go by himself either. I said, "Just go with my auntie."
So this is it. It then becomes all my fault at this point. He hasn't said that. At this point, I've done a bit.
I did say I'm sorry.
No.
Don't fucking lie about that.
You said
on
you're
the
sorry.
Phone, I said, "I'm sorry, Ethan. I have made a mistake."
How many messages in a row? A barrage of abuse.
I said, "Why wouldn't he just go?
He's borderline barrage.
I know where he works. To where the Premier is, 12-minute drive.
But that's free not meal, the issue.
Free meal,
but
free
he's got
fucking
to go
thing.
Now.
Just go by yourself.
I don't want to do 4 hours by myself, followed by a curry by myself and nobody I know.
So you went home yourself, you could be sat.
I'd rather be home by myself than having a curry with a bunch of no one I know. Why would I do that?
Make friends.
Mad Andy. I also offered Mad Andy to go
with
him.
That brings us to a second point, though. Because on the day, I couldn't go on the Thursday because I was in London. Oh. I couldn't go on Wednesday night either because I work Wednesday nights. You couldn't go on the Thursday.
Couldn't go on the Wednesday either. I'm busy.
Why couldn't you go on the Wednesday?
Week. Busy all week.
That seems a bit one size fits all.
Do you want to just talk about what this event is and just
why
check yourself?
You go?
If you think that I
were you busy? You haven't said yes.
I was busy.
Who's
yes.
He's busy.
What were you doing?
What was I doing on Wednesday?
No, you don't know, do you?
I was with Lennon and Holly, preparing for the wedding, actually. Rats.
Convenient.
You said that was on Thursday you were going to plan wedding stuff. That was on the Thursday.
What about the Wednesday? Because that's the Thursday's excuse.
Did I fuck say it wasn't the
you
Thursday?
You sent me a message saying you were doing planning for venues and stuff on the Thursday.
Venues, my wedding.
Oh, now he's fought back with his
went
wedding.
Went to the People's History Museum on Thursday night to look at a lovely room.
But that isn't then the Wednesday was...
Thursday was Lennon and Holly's wedding.
What have you done on the Wednesday?
What?
No, Wednesday was it? Yeah,
I got two Wednesdays. I got mine. I got some friends that are getting married as well. Yeah. I can't mix it all in
this
one.
This sounds wishy washy.
He couldn't think of anyone else to think of what this event was.
It's an hour before now. Who's going to just 5 minute
drive
up
from my house? Yeah, no, I get to eat an all you can eat curry. I get to go to the cinema that I really fucking love to see a premiere of a documentary I've watched multiple times because it's great.
Is it great?
The world's biggest curry house. Go and watch on Channel 4.
Is it good?
Great fun. Well, so why wouldn't I want to go?
Because you've just found out and now it's too short notice for you, just like every fucker else.
Ooh. I would have dropped everything if
you
went.
Well, you didn't though.
That's true.
But I tell you what, all right.
He's fucking tight. Mad Andy was dead up for going in on to spend the night with him and he said no.
Right.
And I relayed that to Andy. Said he's dead to him.
Great, I love that. So he's stirring up shit on your behalf.
So it's my fault. Right. He was sending me messages as well, Joe, saying, this isn't for you. Having a pop up, he said, I went to New York just for a Patreon special for Sloppy Joe's.
We need to make Patreon content. No, I fucking flew out to meet you, miserable
cunt. Deducted holiday. That's what you wanted.
I said the word C words. I flew all the way half around the world for Patreon content. No. He can't drive down the M60 for 10 minutes to eat a free curry.
You wanted a holiday.
Okay, everybody pause. Right. First of all, you didn't fly to New York just to do a Patreon episode. You would have been there whether we had a fucking podcast or not. So that's...
Oh, I don't know.
It's a little unfair, though, to say you flew to New York to do a Patreon episode.
I put a lot of effort in.
No, I'm not saying you didn't put an effort now, in, but don't say you flew to New York for a Patreon episode.
Fun.
Secondly, there's a mistake here, isn't there? You messed up. Maybe Ethan messed up by telling his mate.
Let's just get it fair.
You perhaps released the booking with your friend a little quickly, if it only took 20 minutes.
Trish is on the third hole. Is he not on? Boom, down.
I don't need you chipping in. But the fuck up here is yours, Joe.
Thank you.
And he shouldn't feel guilty about that.
I didn't say he felt guilty.
He's making you feel guilty by saying you flew halfway across the world and he can't be asking for a curry.
He brought it up. I would have just left it. I thought he's lost his head. Go and eat a fucking poppadom and be happy. What did you do that night instead?
I watched the Europa League, I think it was.
There was a game on. I think was...
No.
Yeah, there was a game.
There was some football on.
There was.
City, Bournemouth.
Tuesday, that was. Ooh. Previewed it on the show. There was no football on Wednesday.
There was definitely football on the Wednesday.
I'll find out now.
There was definitely no football on Wednesday.
He got to a position where he didn't have anyone that he knew very well to go with. And
Mad Andy as well up for it.
Yeah.
Right, should we do our new feed?
Yeah, it was the Europa League final.
Thank you.
I'll give you that one.
Were we all friends?
Yeah.
He's a gobshite though, isn't he?
I'm not that much of a gobshite.
Pays the bills, doesn't it?
It pays the bills and also as well. I was making sure he had a great night. He would have loved it. I've seen some of the photos and videos. It looked fucking brilliant.
No, I'd like to go there. We do need to all go still.
We need to do a lot of things.
And by the way, the Rotten the Wap, who then messaged us on Instagram saying, sorry guys, got your email at 4 o'clock, but you didn't get back to us. We would have loved to have had you there as well.
Right then, we're going to do something called Alpha Betty, You Betty. This is a brand new feature where every single week we're going to ask you a new question and we're all going to debate which letter has the best answer to that question. This is because at my tribute event, I introduced... three bands. Oh, this is going to work out with this letter.
With the same letter?
With the same letter. Unfortunately, it was a K.
Right.
K and another K.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I started to think about the fact that if I was only going to be able to listen to one letter of the alphabet again, I would pick K. There's lots more questions we're going to ask during the week. You're going to get involved in the comments. You're going to debate your favourite between me, Ethan, and Joe. And you can also have your say underneath.
Well, so, should we all reveal what our letter is?
Yeah.
And then we'll make our case afterwards. So yours is K.
I'm K.
Because the good ones are gone, I had to back the underdog and go for R.
What the fuck's he going to pick?
So Ethan got the last pick. Also, you'd offered him K.
I often care because I can switch
and in the group chat was talking about, I'm always the underdog. I'll be the underdog then if you two, because I've picked B, obviously. B. It's the best one.
Now, the rules are, because there'll be different rules for each time we do this, Alphabet or you, Betty. No T. Well, you can have T, but the thes are done. There's no thes.
Well, the is the letter that the word is after.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you can have the, I guess. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
I introduced three bands back to back and I thought, bloody hell, these are good. Kaiser Chiefs, Killers, Kasabian. And then I started thinking about the Kings of Leon,
yeah,
the K's, the Kooks, Kate Nash, Kiss. And I thought...
You haven't even said the best band that starts with K.
Who?
The Kinks. Better than fucking...
Not better than the Kings of Leon.
Better than Kate Nash.
Yeah, who better is, than Kate Nash. The Kinks. I am making a... Katy Perry, Pop Queen. I am making a point...
Are you serious with this being your pick?
If I was listening,
your examples,
if I was listening to, so I was playing my head. If I could only pick K's, I'm happy with the Killers. I love Kings of Leon. Two of the best live bands I've ever seen at a co-op. Going to see Kings of Leon on the 4th of July. Can't wait. Yeah. Kooks are fantastic. Some absolute belters. K's are one of the new best bands around. Kinks are all right. And who does the Kaiser Chiefs are on the wobble. But Kate Nash Foundation, what a fucking record that is. K is. My letter.
Hell, terrible. Ethan?
I go with R. So R.
You
found...
didn't have to go with R. You had 24 letters and numbers if you wanted it to choose from, and you picked R, which is a terrible pick, by the way.
Well, let me say some bands and see if go it shocks you for a bit of an underdog story.
It's not an underdog story.
And there's a bit of a fight back. What if I said to you, Red Hot Chili Peppers, what's your reaction there?
Great, good, great, solid band.
Have you conceded a goal early on there?
Decent.
No, not better than the Killers.
Not conceded a goal. Maybe we stung the palms a little bit with that shot, but you've not conceded a goal.
All right, what if I just threw underneath of that one, Radiohead, what are you doing at that point?
Not for me, great but band. People love them. So
band.
Yeah,
solid. Two solid bands straight away from you, doing well.
You're just out of your depth, man.
What about R.E.M.?
Fine.
Hell, now we're in the weeds. Name me an R.E.M. song.
What about...
No. Don't even Google. Name, me an R.E.M. song.
I've just remembered the band. What's it called? The Republic or whatever.
One Republic. Okay,
that'd
so that's
be,
O.
That'll be O.
Name me...
Is that your... Right, stop. Is that you, what you're picking? R.E.M.
And you can't even name me a fucking song.
You've not even said like Rihanna and stuff.
Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
Rihanna's not a band.
It's not a band, it's an artist.
Oh, is it?
Kanye West. Oh, can I say that? Probably not. Kendrick Lamar. Kate Bush. I've written these
you
all
said
down.
Kate Bush.
Kylie Minogue.
Rylan.
Codaline.
Right.
Fucking on Codaline. Right. Let me get to the actual winner here.
B is so basic.
Rod Stewart.
B. Right, let's go.
Actually,
for B.
Ethan might be in the lead.
Rod Stewart. Right, stop.
The Miracle of Istanbul.
Everyone silence. Everyone silence. Blur. Bob Marley, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, yeah? Blink 182, The Black Keys, Beastie Boys, and sorry, we haven't even said Black Sabbath, The Beach Boys and The Beatles yet. Are you actually having a laugh?
Bee Gees is pretty good as well.
The Bee Gees. It's not even close. Why didn't either of you say M?
Oh,
Michael
my
Jackson.
God.
Michael Jackson. I say A. God. What?
Robbie Williams.
Oh, I think he's just done you
there.
He's done you. Put someone up that's going up against Robbie.
I've won it.
I
put someone up against Robbie that I haven't even said yet. Billy Joel. Next. See you later, lads.
Billy Joel. What's Piano Man got on Angels?
Right, okay. Blondie, then. I haven't even said that yet. Haven't even had to say it. I haven't even had to say Bruno Mars, the greatest pop singer of the last 15 years. Haven't had to say him yet.
About A's not bad? ABBA, Arctic Monkeys.
A's
Arcade
good.
Fire. I'm sticking with K. I can listen to those bands all day.
Oh, true.
What?
I can win you Mancunian Heart. Rick Astley.
Brilliant. And Nuala Willows.
It's good, that. And I think I've done it, then. That's a good comeback.
He's done well, you know.
He's not done well.
So, in the comments...
He could have had Emmy, could have had Morrissey. Do you want to win the Mancunian Heart?
S. No one's done S. Smith, Stone Roses, Super Furry Animals, Supergrass, Supremes. Maybe I should change to S.
Yeah. So solid crew.
Sugar Babes, great band.
Big. Right, so we'll put a poll
Spice
in the comments.
Girls.
Put Fucking a poll up. In the comments.
Out of us three, who's won?
Yeah.
That's question one. And if we've clearly missed the best letter, get into the comments and let us know what. We'll be doing more of these every single week. We'll finish the podcast on them. Alphabetti, you Betty. Jingle coming soon, Ethan.
Oh, yeah. Look forward to that one.
We'll see. Right. Do one.
I will do one.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Right, right, everyone. Sign up to the Patreon.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Wait, Ethan.
Bye-bye.